This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Denton Standing is with us. I think I've told this story before, but Denton was talking. We were talking about Jahan Dotson during the break, and my son graduated from Penn State the same year Jahan Dotson did. And during graduation, my son was announced right before he walked, right before Jahan Dotson did, across the stage to pick up his diploma, and there was a lot of cheering. And I just turned to my wife and I said, my son Ryan, I said, Ryan was really popular here. And she's like, oh my God, that's crazy. And I'm like, no, he made a really strong impression during his 4 years, has a lot of friends. And then I had to break the news maybe like, you know, a few hours later that no, that was actually Jahan Dotson walking behind Ryan at graduation. Anyway, if you're just joining, Jahan Dotson traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. He goes with a fifth rounder to Philadelphia for a third and 2/7 coming back. So for all intents and purposes, you're getting a third rounder back for Jahan Dotson. A third rounder, by the way, from the Eagles, which more likely than not will be a late third rounder in 2025 if they end up having a good season. Ben Standing is with us. Go ahead. Just your reaction to this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think twofold. One, you know, this has seemed somewhat inevitable ever since that Jets preseason opener when Jahan played more snaps than any of the receivers on the team. And then the subsequent responses from Dan Quinn when asked about Jahan, he only talked about competition. He didn't talk about, we like Jahan, we're just fine-tuning some things. He's a big part of our future. It was like competition. He would mention Olamide Zaccheaus and maybe even De'Ami Brown before he got to Jahan. And, wasn't much happening in the game, the joint practices, I think, you know, their own practices. So this seemed like it was the way it was going to go down. And I think, look, it makes a lot of sense for a variety of reasons. Even if you want to say, hey, fine, maybe Jahan isn't starting, but he's still going to be better than their other options as like a fourth receiver. Well, a fourth receiver, what are we really talking about here? If he's not going to be one of your big three, when I say big three, I'm not comparing Terry and Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown to LeBron, Wade, and Bosh. I just mean the top three of the depth
right.
chart. And he has 2 years left on a rookie contract. He's still a good player. The route running is pretty precise, but I just think ultimately they're looking for a certain type of competitor and effort, and Jahan's game is a little more passive. He's not the biggest guy. When he's getting pressed at the line of scrimmage, it's been hard for him, I think, to separate and to stay on his route. And, you know, a guy like Zacchaeus, who's, you know, certainly not, doesn't have the credentials or the hype that Dotson had, but he's simply been better in camp. He's been, you know, he's smaller than Jahan and yet seems to play a little bit bigger, a little more physical. So, you know, you put it all together, and I actually think this seems like a pretty good trade. I was thinking maybe a fourth round pick just in total, like, you know, him straight for four. So it's kind of like that, but, you know, to get a third ultimately, regardless of everything else, means they have an extra pick in the top 100. And I do think that next year, I've been saying this for a while, Adam Peters is playing for next year, not this year. And that's when he'll have a chance to be more aggressive, especially with Jaden Daniels on a rookie contract. Now they have an extra pick to, you know, whatever they want to do, move up higher into the first round, you know, trade pieces around, maybe acquire a veteran player, what have you. So I think this is inevitable. I think it makes sense. And obviously, maybe you could argue it hurts them a little bit this year, but at the same point, they clearly don't think so.
I agree with everything. You know, and you and I talked about this starting two plus three weeks ago at this point about, you know, is this a situation or not? And it was very clear, although he never publicly damned Jahan Dotson. But if you're following the day-to-day and you're listening to every single word and watching every press conference, and in your case, in front of him for every press conference, you know, like, he said positive things about Jamin Davis. He said some positive things about Emmanuel Forbes. But he couldn't come to singling out Jahan for anything other than, you know, at one point he said, excellent route runners, can stretch the field, but it was always about competition, urgency. There, that was the disconnect. It didn't fit what they were looking for culture-wise. I also agree with you on trade value. I mean, Denton and I talked about this last week. I said they're not, or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, they're not going to cut him. They would trade him if they don't want him. And I guessed that it would be a third or a fourth round pick, which is essentially what it turned out to be. So I don't think Washington, you know, somehow got the worst part of the deal trade value-wise, but who knows? The question I have, and I think you have already given us a hint on what your answer will be, is I think there's a chance something else is coming. It sounds like you don't.
Well, if by something else you mean Brandon Ayuk, I don't think so, for the reason
T. Higgins, Amari Cooper, somebody that is, they're expecting to get cut on Tuesday, that is more of a name in a situation that maybe it's not working out. Yes, I think there's a chance something else is coming. So your answer to that is what?
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, the reason, again, for me, it's one thing if they had gone out in this offseason and signed some receiver to a big contract. But to trade picks, the valuable picks that this team is looking for, again, I just don't see, based on everything they have done over the course of since January when Peters got here, I don't see a team saying we're going all in on making the playoffs. I know everybody here would like that because it'd be more fun, but I don't see that they're doing that. And therefore, what would be the point of trading for one of those guys now, giving up picks, and you're going to have to pay that receiver, you know, a pretty good money? You know, if it's Ayuk, he's wanting somewhere to be one of the top paid guys in the league. And now what do you do with Terry McLaurin? He's going to want a new deal next year. And I personally would not build around receivers. So it just doesn't make sense. I get the talent part, but in terms of just roster building, it just seems to go completely opposite of what my read of what Adam Peters is doing. But on the other hand, getting that pick, now you have, again, you have more assets next year to start doing a few things. I just, you know, I don't see that happening. Look, you know, if somebody gets released or there's a trade opportunity for something that's going to cost far less, both in terms of picks and salary, sure, anything is possible. I think they're open to do whatever they think makes sense, but I don't see it as a logical move based on everything else that Adam Peters has done.
Look, I hear you on, you know, they're looking towards the years ahead where they can really pounce and really be, you know, a few players away from, let's just use the word contending, since there's not a better word, whether that's contending for, you know, a division or actually the NFC Championship or Super Bowl, who knows? But to me, And by the way, would not want them to overpay. And I think we already know that there was some interest. There's been reported interest that Washington had in Ayuk, but perhaps ultimately the asking price was too much. So I don't want them to overpay for it either. The one area that I would just push back on is I don't think trading for T. Higgins or Brandon Ayuk or Amari Cooper and paying them, especially Ayuk and Higgins based on their age, is going all in on the playoffs this year. You're getting them entering their prime. They would be growing with and would be a significant part of when you are ready to contend in 25, 26, 27. I wouldn't look at, if they traded for Ayuk, I wouldn't view it as, oh, they're going all in to make the playoffs this year.
The reason why I would say they are is because you're not just paying them, you're also giving up the picks. That's double. If somehow right now you could just sign Ayuk,
This year. It doesn't mean like, oh, that's our missing piece for this year. He's 26 years old.
But what I'm saying is there will be people available next year that you won't have to do all this for. Or you make a decision by next year.
In the draft you're talking about?
The draft or free agency. I know that in this fantasy football world, people love receivers. I just over and over again refuse to believe that the best way to build a team, for the most part, depending on circumstances, but for the most part, is spending on receiver.
I don't disagree with that.
And so based on that, I think this is part of the issue with San Francisco. They have Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. I don't think they want to pay both of them. They just want to pay one of them. I have to figure out sort of what to do here. So that's why I just don't see it. And the reason I'm saying it would be, I get that it's not all in like to win the Super Bowl, but if you're being that aggressive, you're saying we can't afford to pass on this. And obviously this year would be a huge factor. If you're trading away picks for next year, then when likely they're not going to be right now, their over under is projected 6.5. You've got to go way over that. Otherwise you're giving up top 10 picks in every round.
Again, we'll just agree to disagree on that because I don't think it would be a move for this year. I would view it as a move for the next 4 years when at some point during the latter portion of those 4 years, you're going to contend. And I would also say you're taking some, you're giving that quarterback a little bit more right from the jump. But with respect to potentially next year, yeah, that's one way to go. And it could be a lot cheaper. The problem, of course, is Jerry Jeudy, Jalen Reagor, Kadarius Toney. You get the receivers wrong in the draft just as much as you get them wrong on quarterback. And with Higgins and or Ayuk or Cooper, Cooper would be different because of the age.
I think receiver hits are pretty high these days relative to quarterback. I would much
still a lot of misses. A lot of misses. But yeah, all right. Let's just hope the quarterback hit rate increases this year, starting this year. All right, thanks. I'll talk to you later. Appreciate you doing it. We are done. Back tomorrow. Chris Russell's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Benton Standing is with us. I think I've told this story before, but Denton was talking. We were talking about Jahan Dotson during the break, and my son graduated from Penn State the same year Jahan Dotson did. And during graduation, my son was announced right before he walked, right before Jahan Dotson did, across the stage to pick up his diploma. And there was a lot of cheering. And I just turned to my wife and I said, my son Ryan, I said, Ryan was really popular here. And she's like, oh my God, that's crazy. And I'm like, no, he made a really strong impression during his 4 years, has a lot of friends. And then I had to break the news maybe like, you know, a few hours later that, no, that was actually Jahan Dotson walking behind Ryan at graduation. Anyway, if you're just joining, Jahan Dotson traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. He goes with a fifth rounder to Philadelphia for a third and 2/7 coming back. So for all intents and purposes, you're getting a third rounder back for Jahan Dotson. A third rounder, by the way, from the Eagles, which more likely than not will be a late third rounder in 2025 if they end up having a good season. Ben Standing is with us. Go ahead. Just your reaction to this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think twofold. One, you know, this has seemed somewhat inevitable ever since that Jets preseason opener when Jahan played more snaps than any of the receivers on the team. And then the subsequent responses from Dan Quinn when asked about Jahan, he only talked about competition. He didn't talk about, we like Jahan, we, you know, we're just, you know, fine-tuning some things. He's a big part of our future. It was like competition. He would mention Olamide Zaccheaus and maybe even De'Ami Brown before he got to Jahan. And, you know, there wasn't much happening in the game, the joint practices, I think, you know, their own practices. So this seemed like it was the way it was going to go down. And I think, look, it makes a lot of sense for a variety of reasons. Even if you want to say, hey, fine, maybe Jahan isn't starting, but he's still going to be better than their other options as like a fourth receiver. Well, a fourth receiver, what are we really talking about here? If he's not going to be one of your big three, and when I say big three, I'm not comparing Terry and Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown to LeBron, Wade, and Bosh. I just mean the top three of the depth
right.
chart. And he has 2 years left on a rookie contract. He's still a good player. The route running is pretty precise, but I just think ultimately they're looking for a certain type of competitor and effort, and Jahan's game is a little more passive. He's, you know, not the biggest guy. When he's getting pressed at the line of scrimmage, it's been hard for him, I think, to separate and to, you know, to stay on his route. And, you know, a guy like Zaccheaus, who's, you know, certainly not, doesn't have the credentials or the hype that Dotson had, but he's simply been better in camp. He's been, you know, he's smaller than Jahan and yet seems to play a little bit bigger, a little more physical. So, you know, you put it all together, and I actually think this seems like a pretty good trade. I was thinking maybe a fourth round pick just in total, like, you know, him straight for a four. So it's kind of like that, but, you know, to get a third ultimately, regardless of everything else, means they have an extra pick in the top 100. And I do think that next year, I've been saying this for a while, Adam Peters is playing for next year, not this year. And that's when he'll have a chance to be more aggressive, especially with Jaden Daniels on a rookie contract. Now they have an extra pick to, you know, whatever they want to do, move up higher into the first round, you know, trade pieces around, maybe acquire a veteran player, what have you. So I think this is inevitable. I think it makes sense. And obviously, maybe you could argue it hurts them a little bit this year, but at the same point, they clearly don't think so.
I agree with everything. You know, and you and I talked about this starting three weeks ago at this point about, you know, is this a situation or not? And it was very clear, although he never publicly damned Jahan Dotson. But if you're following the day-to-day and you're listening to every single word and watching every press conference, and in your case, in front of him for every press conference, you know, like, he said positive things about Jamin Davis. He said some positive things about Emmanuel Forbes. But he couldn't come to singling out Jahan for anything other than, you know, at one point he said, excellent route runners, can stretch the field, but it was always about competition, urgency. There, that was the disconnect. It didn't fit what they were looking for culture-wise. I also agree with you on trade value. I mean, Denton and I talked about this last week. I said they're not, or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, they're not going to cut him. They would trade him if they don't want him. And I guessed that it would be a third or a fourth round pick, which is essentially what it turned out to be. So I don't think Washington, you know, somehow got the worst part of the deal trade value-wise, but who knows? The question I have, and I think you have already given us a hint on what your answer will be, is I think there's a chance something else is coming. It sounds like you don't.
Well, if by something else you mean Brandon Ayuk, I don't think so, for the reason
T. Higgins, Amari Cooper, somebody that is, they're expecting to get cut on Tuesday, that is more of a name in a situation that maybe it's not working out. Yes, I think there's a chance something else is coming. So your answer to that is what?
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, the reason, again, for me, it's one thing if they had gone out in this offseason and signed some receiver to a big contract. But to trade picks, the valuable picks that that this team is looking for, again, I just don't see, based on everything they have done over the course of since January when Peters got here, I don't see a team saying we're going all in on making the playoffs. I know everybody here would like that because it'd be more fun, but I don't see that they're doing that. And therefore, what would be the point of trading for one of those guys now, giving up picks, and you're going to have to pay that receiver, you know, a pretty good money? You know, if it's Ayuk, he's wanting somewhere to be one of the top paid guys in the league. And now what do you do with Terry McLaurin? He's going to want a new deal next year. And I personally would not build around receivers. So it just doesn't make sense. I get the talent part, but in terms of just roster building, it just seems to go completely opposite of what my read of what Adam Peters is doing. But on the other hand, getting that pick, now you have, again, you have more assets next year to start doing a few things. I just, you know, I don't see that happening. Look, you know, if somebody gets released or there's a trade opportunity for something that's going to cost far less, both in terms of picks and salary, sure, anything is possible. I think they're open to do whatever they think makes sense, but I don't see it as a logical move based on everything else that Adam Peters has done.
Look, I hear you on, you know, they're looking towards the years ahead where they can really pounce and really be, you know, a few players away from, let's just use the word contending, since there's not a better word, whether that's contending for, you know, a division or actually the NFC Championship or Super Bowl, who knows? But to me, and by the way, would not want them to overpay. And I think we already know that there was some interest. There's been reported interest that Washington had in Ayuk, but perhaps ultimately the asking price was too much. So I don't want them to overpay for it either. The one area that I would just push back on is I don't think trading for T. Higgins or Brandon Ayuk or Amari Cooper and paying them, especially Ayuk and Higgins based on their age, is going all in on the playoffs this year. You're getting them entering their prime. They would be growing with and would be a significant part of when you are ready to contend in 25, 26, 27. I wouldn't look at, if they traded for Ayuk, I wouldn't view it as, oh, they're going all in to make the playoffs this year.
The reason why I would say they are is because you're not just paying them, you're also giving up the picks. That's double. I mean, if somehow right now you could just sign Ayuk,
doesn't mean it's for this year. Doesn't mean like, oh, that's our missing piece for this year. He's 26 years old.
But what I'm saying is, there will be people available next year that you won't have to do all this for. Or you make a decision by next year.
What in the draft like, you're talking about?
The draft or free agency. I know that in this fantasy football world, people love receivers. I just over and over again refuse to believe that the best way to build a team, for the most part, depending on circumstances, but for the most part, is spending on receiver.
I don't disagree with that.
And so based on that, I think this is part of the issue with San Francisco. They have Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. I don't think they want to pay both of them. They just want to pay one of them. I have to figure out sort of what to do here. So that's why I just don't see it. And the reason I'm saying it would be, I get that it's not all in like to win the Super Bowl, but if you're being that aggressive, you're saying we can't afford to pass on this. And obviously this year would be a huge factor. If you're trading away picks for next year, then when likely they're not going to be right now, their over under is projected 6.5. You've got to go way over that. Otherwise you're giving up top 10 picks in every round.
Again, we'll just agree to disagree on that because I don't think it would be a move for this year. I would view it as a move for the next 4 years when at some point during the latter portion of those 4 years, you're going to contend. And I would also say you're taking some, you're giving that quarterback a little bit more right from the jump. But with respect to potentially next year, yeah, that's one way to go. And it could be a lot cheaper. The problem, of course, is Jerry Jeudy, Jalen Reagor, Kadarius Toney. You get the receivers wrong in the draft just as much as you get them wrong on quarterback. And with Higgins and or Ayuk or Cooper would be different because of the age.
I think receiver hits are pretty high these days relative to quarterback. I would much
still a lot of misses. A lot of misses. But yeah, all right. Let's just hope the quarterback hit rate increases this year, starting this year. All right, thanks. I'll talk to you later. Appreciate you doing it. We are done. Back tomorrow. Chris Russell's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod. That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Ralava?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.